This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Independence Pass has reopened. The back route between Aspen and Leadville has become a commuter lifeline in the region, while I-70 remains closed due to wildfires. The narrow road over Independence Pass was also closed for a couple hours today due to a crash and for a while last week after semi-trucks started using it as a detour. Only passenger cars have been able to use it since then. Additional evacuations have been ordered near the Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The order extends the evacuation area closer to the Front Range along Poudre Canyon. Specifically, it applies near Panic Pass, south of Highway 14. All homes and businesses are being asked to gather belongings, protect their homes, and leave the area. The sheriff's office warns there is immediate danger after the Cameron Peak fire grew to over 16,000 acres last night. The fire is just miles north of Rocky Mountain National Park, but firefighters say the terrain should make it difficult for the flames to enter the park. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Two students at a Greeley High School have tested positive for COVID-19, causing a two-week shutdown days after the start of the academic year. The Greeley Tribune reports that the Fort Lupton High School officials say the students were in separate groups on campus with more than 500 students combined, requiring a complete school shutdown. The high school has moved to remote learning and will be closed through at least September 7th. And coming up on All Things Considered, the coronavirus appears to transmit unevenly. A few people can infect many, while others don't pass the virus on at all. Researchers are working to understand the factors that drive super spreading. Then, before a Senate committee today, the Postmaster General denied that his cost-cutting measures at the U.S. Postal Service would impact voting in November. More from that testimony coming up next. And as the coronavirus pandemic continues, food banks in southern Colorado are expanding their efforts to make sure community members have access to healthy meals. But how are those efforts faring? CPR News and KRCC's reporter Elena Rivera has that story for us. Find it on our homepage at cpr.org. If you'll be in Denver this weekend, you can expect a high of 96 tomorrow and 98 on Sunday, along with a lot of haze and smoke. So take care of your skin, your lungs, wear sunscreen, a mask, drink water. This is CPR News.